It is the Tay and Jay Show, ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Lante, Jeremy Warner, joining us now on the Jupiters at the Crossing phone line. He is WCIA Channel 3 Sports Director Aaron Bennett. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Lon. How are you guys?
Well, I'm going to call you a liar. Here's what I'm doing. I'm just coming right out, and I'm just getting it out of the way early, because the last time we talked, you were telling us that it's going to expand, the OCAL, and now they're not. I'm only kidding you, Aaron. I know you have nothing to do with this. What is going on with the OCAL Valley? Please explain this to me.
Boy, that's a good question. Well, it sounds to me like they honestly tried the expansion thing. They opened it up. They said, hey, we're going to accept applications. And frankly, nobody applied. Hmm. And I think that it's as simple as, you know, you saw that when they were originally talking about breaking up, these schools were kind of afraid to be the one to make the first move. And I think as you look at the expansion process, schools not in the OCAL, I think they were sort of afraid to make their move and say, well, we'd be willing to leave our conference for this conference that may or may not expand. And then all of a sudden you risk kind of burning some bridges in your own league.
Exactly.
So I think you've got a situation where a lot of people were kind of afraid to make the first move there.
So let's see who's gone. Argenta Orientis, Central A&M, Clinton, Decatur St. Teresa, Meridian, Shelbyville, Sullivan, Tuscola, and Warrensburg Latham. Morrill Forsyth, Monticello, and Unity are staying together, at least for now. I mean, what's going to happen with these three leftover schools, Aaron?
Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, we talked to Scott Hamilton over at Unity last night, and, you know, he wasn't even sure. It sounded like they're kind of going back to the drawing board to figure out what to do next. I mean, and this is nothing new to Unity. They were independent as recently as 6 or 7 years ago. So they're, you know, sort of familiar with this whole changing conferences and all that kind of issues with this landscape. But I, you know, they got to find somewhere to play. You know, you don't all want to go independent. I mean, nowadays you can't really do that. You can't have a conference with three teams. I mean, can they convince four or five teams to join them and then have, you know, a semblance of a league, or do they have to sort of get absorbed into another conference now? But wouldn't you necessarily find a conference to be a good fit for schools of their location and their size? I don't know.
So are these other nine schools sticking together? I mean, are they forming some new conference, or are they all going their separate ways?
Yeah, the plan is for them to stick together and form their own new conference. We're not sure if those nine will be the only ones in the conference. That I've heard talk they may try and go out and get a 10th or 11th team. I think ideally they'd like to get one more for 10, and then you've got a nice, easy football schedule there where everybody plays each other once and you're done. So I think that would be the goal. The plan now is for them to stick together, be their own nine, and make their own league.
This really frustrates me, Aaron. As a guy that grew up in this area and has known the OCAL conference for a long time, I competed in the Little OCAL, proud of that conference. I look at the OCAL, and as strong as they are and as great as a name as it has in the state, this really angers me. And there's one school that really angers me, and I sent this to Jeremy this morning. When you look at enrollments, and I know a lot of these schools that when you look at the bottom of this and you see Central A&M at 280 students competing against a Monticello at 559. I get that. I understand that a little bit, and I understand where some of these schools are coming in saying, hey, look, we can't compete with some of these. But I look at a school like Clinton with 504 kids. If you can't compete against teams with 280 students, whose fault is that, Aaron? That's not my fault. That's not these other teams' fault. If you got 500 kids to figure out something and get them right on the field, I'm angry, Aaron, about this.
He's yelling at you a lot.
I am. Wow, I know. Yeah. Like, I hate you, Aaron.
Well, you're right, Lana. What's frustrating to me is, you know, it's hard to get straight talk from anybody involved in this as to what their actual motivations are. And I think every school has their own separate set of motivations in this. You know, we heard, you know, when this all started that, well, it's a travel thing. And, you know, there's some discrepancies in enrollment size. And, you know, we'd like to get evened out a little bit. But, you know, very few people ever came out. I think maybe Jack Blickensdorfer at Meridian, the only person I ever heard say, it's a competitive balance issue. We just flat out can't compete across the board, especially in football, with these bigger schools. And I think, you know, that everybody sort of has, you know, their own place on that scale of what their problem with this is. And then you look at Clinton. I mean, I think hands down for them, it's just a competitive issue. I mean, the enrollment size, they fit in fine with Unity and Monticello. Travel, I don't see that as that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a whole lot worse off travel-wise than they are. I think it's flat out the fact that they don't feel like they can compete. And, you know, if they stay with Unity and Monticello and Moroa, all of a sudden that's three teams that they're probably never going to beat in football. Yeah.
Good point.
To be perfectly honest with you, and I think they saw a chance. Them and St. Teresa both saw a chance to kind of get out of jail free card a little bit and go, all right, well, let's go to this new conference where most of the, you know, if you're Clinton, where all the schools are smaller than you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, maybe you can be the big boy on the block here.
Aaron Bennett joining us, WCIA Channel 3 Sports Director. Aaron, you guys do a great job, and I don't mean to yell at you or call you a liar. You know, I want to ask you one more thing before we get a little bit nitty-gritty on some of the games coming up and what's happening right now. I look at the little old call as well, and I look at this from a Villa Grove perspective because I am a Blue Devil. Every other school in the little old call seemingly is co-oping, and Villa Grove's not, and that's fine. I mean, that's understood. You know, understandable. Like Cerro Gordo's got three schools now, essentially three different student bases they pull for a football team. And I'm not crying about that by any means. But as I look around the area and I look at high school sports now, and Aaron, this is a tricky question. What is going to happen in the next 5-10 years? I mean, is the little Oakall even going to be around? I mean, is that where we're going to now with schools banding together because they just can't put a product on the field?
Well, I think you might be right. That's probably the direction that it can be going. It's funny, is every year as we look ahead to the new season, I feel like there's fewer and fewer schools,
right,
football programs in the little Oka that we're talking about every year. And, I mean, I just think you look at the way these schools are cutting back on budgets and the size of these schools and how much it costs to put on a football team and frankly, put on a competitive football team. I mean, you look at what's going on right now in Vermilion County with Hoopston,
yeah,
Larman. I mean, those are situations that nobody wants to be in. And I think you look at like an Arthur Lovington and Cerro Gordo and Bement and all those guys, you know, they'd much rather just go ahead and do the co-op now than do this whole, well, 2 weeks before the season, we got to cancel the season because we don't have enough kids.
Yeah, great point.
All of a sudden, we got a couple injuries. Now we've only got 13 healthy, eligible kids. You know, hey, we're going to have to take a pass this week. We just can't play. So I think it's probably the safer route to go, and it's certainly a lot cheaper.
Well, conference realignment has come to high school football, and as we saw with college, it doesn't just affect the, you know, conference that's breaking up,
right,
a little bit. If the Oakaw, those three schools, do look to add some other teams, Aaron, Sangamon Valley Conference, are they going to be affected? Who are some of the schools that you could see joining the Monticello, Moroa, Forsyth, and Unity trio?
Yeah, I think the Sangamon Valley is the one that everybody seems to think they may target, and you know, we've heard through this whole process that they've been in contact a little bit with some of those Sangamon Valley schools. And I talked to Dick Duvall at St. Joe last night. He said that he hasn't been in any real talks with the Oakaw since probably early August, he said, when this thing sort of first started to develop. So he hasn't talked to them recently, but he said, hey, we'll keep an open mind as to what we need to do for our future. If that means, you know, joining this new Oakaw, if that's best for our student-athletes, then that's what we'll do. But he says, hey, right now we're in the Sangamon Valley. We'll see where this goes. But, you know, I'm not going to rule anything out. And John Overstreet, the athletic director at PBL, has been very outspoken this whole time when he talks to me about it and says, you know, he's very adamant about trying to keep the Sangamon Valley together, even if that means expanding themselves to sort of make their own conference more viable right now. He really believes the Sangamon Valley can sort of weather the storm and stick together, and whether that means, you know, they absorb a Unity or a Monticello or Moroa, I don't know. But it seems like everybody over there sort of has their own idea for what the future of their league could be. But, you know, we've heard them, and I've also heard maybe Olympia and Eureka as possibilities when we're talking about Oakaw expansion.
Wow.
That was maybe a possibility. But I just don't know that I see them, you know, fitting in, certainly from a competitive balance perspective. That's not going to work very well if you look at their football programs, and certainly is no easy travel job either. So I don't know where they're going to go.
Well, that brings the Corn Belt into things as well, so
right,
you never know where they can finish.